On the line, I have Jim Orkney, and Jim is director of the Dublin Marathon, which is going to take place in 2017 on this side of the Liffey. Jim, good morning and welcome to Northside Today.
Good morning, how are you?
I am well, Jim.
It's a pleasure to see you and all your listeners.
And many happy returns, dear boy. Jim, it might be a funny time of the year when all of us are going to put up maybe a stone or a half a stone or maybe a little bit more in weight to discuss a marathon, but it does give people maybe the initiative, the incentive, and certainly it will give people the time to get ready. Tell us about the 2017 half marathon, please.
Yes, the 2017 race series half marathon will move into Donabate, the Newbridge demise, we're moving it there. It's been in the Phoenix Park, I suppose, since 2002. But one of the targets we have for the event over the coming years is to try and grow the event even bigger than what it has achieved of 8,500 entries. We think we can get up 9,000, even 10,000 entries. So we needed to move it to an area that we can actually expand further the Phoenix by running inside in the Phoenix Park. Again, was limiting us to the 8,500. So we feel with the new venue, and you know, we've seen the flavours of Fingal and the number of people that can be parked in and around that area, that the capacity to take bigger numbers is there, and that's one of the reasons why we're moving it to a new location for 2017.
And Jim, would it be maybe a consideration in future years to bring it maybe to a different part of the city each year, or will you leave it on the north side in the area you've outlined there? Will you be left there for a couple of years, or is this a transitory event?
No, I'm very much in favour of using a standard course, a standard start and finish for events. So once we get in, we'll learn a lot and improve it year on year. People in the locality will know what time the event is on, what roads are going to be used. If you keep moving it from one area to another, again, you know, the participants will get confused, and again, supporters will get confused. So very much in favour of keeping it in one particular area. Now, we may have to do tweaks on the event for 2018, small little bits that I'm sure we'll learn a lot from moving it to the new location. But no, I would be very much in favour of keeping it in that location for as long as we can.
Well, that's all good news, because of course we are aware, Jim, that any of these events, there is a spin-off outside of the actual event itself, and the great publicity that it brings to an area. There's a spin-off for the local shops, hotels, pubs, restaurants, etc. So everybody, it's a win-win situation. Jim, when is it taking place in 2017?
It's on Sunday, the 24th of September, and again at 10 o'clock in the morning. So it's a nice target for people. As you say, once you get January out of the way and you step up on the scales at the end of January and you're looking for a nice target towards the end of the year, certainly the half marathon will be one of those, and we'd love people to put it in the calendar and train for it through the rest of the winter and the spring months, and be there come September the 24th.
Yes, indeed. And it has been a massive success, of course, down through the years. You know, I mean, it really has been something that has taken off. And I suppose grabbed people's imagination. And they really, I know, bought into it isn't the proper phrase for something like this, because it is such a worthy and worthwhile thing. But people really have fallen in love with the half marathon over the years, Jim.
Indeed they have. Again, one of the reasons we have the race series, and again we have a 10K in Fingal in July as well. But part of the reason for the race series is to give people the confidence to build through the different distances, with the 10K in July, 10 mile then in August, and the half marathon in September. The ultimate goal for us then is to get people to run the marathon in October. But it gives people, you know, the stepping stone, as I say, and the confidence to get through the different distances. And we hope that people then who have sampled the half marathon in 2017 will say, listen, I'd love to do the marathon and put their name forward for 2018 or 2019. So, again, it's a very good challenge in itself. We would like to see it as a stepping stone for people moving on to the marathon in time.
And, Jim, we are aware now, because you've told us, that it isn't going to be held in September of 2017. But for you and your committee that look after this, when does the work on this start for you, or has it already started, Jim?
Well, it has already started. Obviously, we've looked at a course out there. We had to, we looked at numerous venues when we were looking at moving it out of the Phoenix Park. So we thought that Newbridge House was the best we'd come across, and that's the reason we look for permission to run it out there. So, yeah, we've a lot of groundwork done for this already. Entries will open, actually, in January the 1st for people who wish to enter. So all the entry systems and, as I say, the route has been looked at and all of that already. So a lot of work has already been done on it. But, again, being a new venue, we'll have to do a lot of groundwork and a lot of homework between this and then.
And, Jim, for people who, the minute they step down off the scales, don't see what they like and want to partake in the Dublin City Half Marathon, how do they do it, Jim?
Again, SSE, or TricityDublinMarathon.ie, is where all the entries for the race series and the marathon were there. And you just click on race series. You can enter one, two or three of the races in the series. And if you're brave enough at the end of January, take a bundle and enter the marathon as well. So entries will be open on January the 1st for people to set their targets for the rest of the year. And again, you know, you have your July, August and September. So it's a nice stepping stone and nice targets to achieve throughout the year.
Well, it's certainly... We are delighted to see it, obviously, on the north side of the city, Jim, and I have no doubt that we will be talking to you before the actual event takes place, and who knows, we may even cover it live here as part of our outside broadcast service. Jim, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Northside Today. It has been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.